expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind! Very good. Yeah, this is good. Go ahead. I just felt like we needed to come back with a little bad to the bone. Yeah. Feeling like Yahoo Buddy. Got energy. My level's up off the charts. All right. Today's Sunday.
Shucks. it's good thing.
Sunday, May 19th, 2019. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here by myself in the studio. No, just kidding.
Cut his mic, Sue. Cut his mic.
Yeah. Tune into your radio at 1460 and now on FM at 96.5. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Sue, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's here from the unfunded Seventh Circle of an out-of-control debt portrayed. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Currently working my way through the Mueller report.
The Mueller report.
Yes, and what a nothing burger.
Yeah, well.
Nah. You mean it's 600 pages of nothing?
Yeah, it reads more like a textbook than an actual, you know, Department of Justice
document. Well, you know, if I want to go stand knee-deep in crap, I go to the rodeo.
Oh, there's a lot of report on what could have happened and what laws could have been broken, but no actual evidence of any that were.
He might have committed a crime, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah, during this meeting that could or could not have happened, he may have done A, B, or C. It's nonsense.
I think crazy. That's a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild, as quoted by someone I know. Listen, you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent and on Twitter. At Sovereign Minds at Tea Party Tatanka. Where we go one, we go all. Next week is Sunday.
Okay.
You think so? 7 days from now. Wow.
I know.
News break.
In this crazy world, I'm that's the only thing I can count on anymore. Is that there's still 7 days this week.
Be careful where you go. That could change.
I don't know. I mean, we have got so much news to cover this week.
Before we get started, I would like to say, remember, Memorial Day is coming.
It is.
It is. So there is some services and memorial events going on May 27th out at the cemetery at 5:55. Like every year, we're going to have events out there. And then on the 30th at 10:55 at Veterans Grove down by the Civic Hall, they're going to have two flyovers. So take your family out at one of those or both and teach them what it's all about and why we do Memorial. Don't forget, you know, there's a lot of men and women that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. So don't forget that.
Well, we're going to have Mark Muser on the program around 10, 15 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Ann Hall later on at 11. So we got to get her if we.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to hurry up here. Okay, the first thing I want to talk about is that, well, folks, it's starting to blow up out there a little bit. If you haven't noticed that, you know, with Barr coming on and everything else, now it's come to our attention that about 600 million docs data collecting has been.
How many zeros is that?
That fights. Wow. Eight.
A lot.
yeah. So anyway, we're finding out, and this should be coming out in the next few weeks. This is why Barr is so hesitant, and he's talking about, and he's so confused about, oh, the answers aren't all jiving because this thing blowing up into epic proportion. Seems like everything is leading back to the White House, and the data that was being collected by Clapper and Brennan was set up in a file to blackmail all their political opponents, and that's why that Obama was protecting Hillary, not because they wanted to, you know, through the NSA and through the, you know, James Comey Clapper, the Operation Crossfire Hurricane, was protecting Hillary, not because they like Hillary, but because it seems like all the documents are leading back to the White House.
Weird.
Protecting themselves.
Haven't heard nothing from...
Well, that would mean that the NSA and our intelligence agencies have been illegally spying on Americans.
For a long time.
No.
I can't get my head around that.
Welcome to the White House.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Very good timing.
We do have a caller on the line.
Do we?
We do. We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I wanted to catch you while you were doing announcements before you got into the really thick part of your show. You're going to have a great show today. There's so much going on. I'm ramrodding a proposal to tax the county a 1 cent sales tax that would go strictly to a jail maintaining and staffing a jail. And I am going to be at the county supervisors meeting Tuesday at 9 a.m., and I've got what I consider a bombshell. If I could get some people there to listen to this, I think we could gather some momentum. I'll be speaking at public comment. Last meeting, last Tuesday, the public comment was just 7 minutes into the meeting. So get there, and if you believe in separating the homeless from the crime issue and taking control of the crime issue right now, I'd like to see you to get up there and tell the supervisors that the only sales tax that you would vote for is one that builds a jail, a 500-bed jail, and we can get control of the crime problem and then worry about the homeless problem. But at the same time, this doesn't touch any of the funding that they're using now for the homeless. It wouldn't affect anything that they're doing. And then I'm going to be on Carl Bott's show Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, and you can I'll have a lot more details for you. And I was hoping to have Dale Ball on your show on June 2nd. What do you think about that, Mark?
I think we can arrange that. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Give me a call, Nick.
You just got your answer. I hadn't had a chance to talk to her about it yet.
Well, I don't have your phone number, little sister. You were afraid I'd start calling at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, I'm not afraid of that, but somebody else may call me at 2:30 in the morning, so I will get a hold of you. How's that?
I'll give her your number, Nick, and then
I'll call you at 2:30.
That'd be great. We need to get some people behind us, and we need to be represented, which we haven't been, and that's what I'm pushing for is representation here at a local level.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Nick, and that's Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, Board of Supervisors.
Well, I'm not going to go too much more on that story. We're going to wait for some stuff to come out as far as the government and Obama. I think that if you think there's not going to be an indictments on over this stuff and people aren't going to prison, I think you're crazy. But if that happens to be the case where we don't indict anybody, we're in trouble.
I really think right now we're over the hill. We're on the downhill side. But I think for the American people and for the American public and for a peaceful kind of transition into what's coming, it has to be kind of a slow dog walk.
Maybe
because
so.
Because there's a lot of people that are just waking up to the very tip of the iceberg of what's going on.
And, you know, if this is true,
And if this is reliable information, and I'm pretty sure it is, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that are involved in gathering this information. They're mm-hmm. very credible sources. And does that mean that if Obama does get charged or indicted, does that mean that there's going to be discovery on all of his back records, all the stuff that's been sealed? I mean, wow. I mean, how big is this? Not to mention the fact that we know that there's foreign governments involved. You got the Five Eyes. You got Australia using their intelligence agencies to spy
Ukrainians
on Americans. Ukrainians. We know that the information came from a couple of disinformation guys in the Putin regime, mm-hmm. and that's where a lot of the stuff got into the Steele dossier. I mean, this is epic.
There's tendrils back to China.
Yeah, this is epic.
Yeah.
I mean, so
it definitely could turn back the clock time, huh? Time of clock?
Maybe,
you know, I'm just saying
maybe
with everything.
It will remind the American people that we are in a still long-standing war with the international socialists and communists.
Man.
And that they've been, since they figured out they couldn't take us on head-on, they've been trying to subvert us. And they're running loose in our streets openly.
Yeah.
I don't want, should you think about a break?
Yeah, we're going to have to go to a break before we get into the next time. I'm getting the high sign from
right.
Sue in there. So with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Memorial Day is May 27th, a day set aside to honor those who've gone before us and given their lives for their country. I'm Rob Burrows reminding you about the special programs this Memorial Day. Starting at 10 a.m. at the Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street in Reading, Memorial Program with refreshments. Also starting at 11 a.m. is the Memorial Day service at Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery, hosted by the Anderson VFW Post 9650. Followed by an evening program at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, beginning at 5:55 p.m. with a flyover. It's recommended you get to these events early because parking fills up fast. For more information, you can call the Igo Veterans Cemetery at 530-396-2447. 530-396-2447.
Yeah.
You could take that song a couple different ways.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Take
walk
it any
like
way
a man.
You like.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
So I wanted Sue to cue up the one. Let me get it here. The one about the shocking California sex education.
Ah.
Could you cue that up, and then when you're ready, let me know. And so go ahead and play that. This is from OANN.
America's One News Network, and this is Liz Wheeler.
Revealed notes, handwritten notes, actually, from Obama's Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Her name is Kathleen Kavalek. Revealed that she knew that Christopher Steele's information was unreliable. She literally debunked a pretty significant claim that Steele made in her notes. But 10 days later, Obama's FBI used Steele's information in his dossier as justification to wiretap Trump campaign officials. And that's not all. The FBI swore to the FISA court judge that the FBI had determined Steele to be reliable and his reporting had been corroborated, even though Obama's State Department said otherwise. But did the mainstream media report this to you, since it appears the Obama administration violated the constitutional rights of a private American citizen who was part of Trump's campaign? Nope, the mainstream media didn't say a word. The Alabama abortion bill will not send women to jail for abortion. Absolutely not. Section 5 of the bill reads, and I quote, "No woman upon whom an abortion is performed or attempted to be performed shall be criminally or civilly liable. No woman who gets an illegal abortion nor any woman who miscarries will be punished in any way, shape, or form. It's the abortionist who will be held legally accountable." But did the mainstream media report on this? It's the facts. It's in the bill itself. Nope. The mainstream media sat back and let the left lie about the bill to help push their radical leftist abortion agenda. President Trump's newly unveiled immigration plan is not anti-immigrant, not at all. The plan simply switches the proportions of why immigrants are admitted to our country. Currently, 12% of immigrants are admitted based on their skills, 66% on family connection. Trump's plan will change that proportion to 57% of immigrants admitted based on skills and 33% based on family connections, with an additional 10% admitted based on humanitarian grounds. But did the mainstream media report on this? Nope. The mainstream media doesn't care about the facts if the facts contradict the liberal narrative. In Brooklyn, New York, there's been a 67% rise in hate crimes this year, 80% of which were aimed at Orthodox Jews. But you haven't heard about this because, as the New York Times wrote in October of 2018, quote, "It is the varied backgrounds of people who commit hate crimes in the city that make combating and talking about anti-Semitism in New York much harder." What the New York Times means is the majority of assailants are black or Hispanic men, and so the mainstream media can't pin these hate crimes on Trump. But did the mainstream media call out their own for refusing to report on a serious issue because of their racial elements? Nope. The mainstream media didn't say a word. The CDC was never banned from conducting research into gun violence. Never. That is a false liberal talking point. In 1993, the CDC published a politically motivated, biased study that advocated for gun control. So Congress passed the Dickey Amendment, which said that no funding at the CDC could be used to, quote, advocate or promote gun control. And Congress slashed the $2.6 million from the CDC's budget that had previously been used for gun violence studies. But in 2013, President Barack Obama gave $10 million to the CDC to study gun violence. And they did. You just didn't hear about it because the results of that study didn't fit the gun control agenda, so the Obama administration and the mainstream media stifled it. But did the mainstream media report accurately on this story? No, they did not. The mainstream media was silent. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you. So we will. And that's my final point. What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you.
Okay. That was actually the wrong clip, but that's okay. I want to go ahead and cue the next one up. And
to all parents hold on.
I want to comment on the last one. I mean, does anybody smell a rat but me? I mean, we listen to the three of those, or at least two of those stories are the Obama administration breaking the law.
Gee, weird.
Yeah.
I know. Do we have a theme here?
I'm so shocked because I thought it was going to be our first presidency without a single scandal.
He didn't have any scandals, according to
him and Biden.
There's
smidgen.
None. I mean, you know.
Not even a smidgen.
We can't. In fact, there's too many to even list at this point. We don't even know them all. But with that said, Let's go ahead and play this next Liz Wheeler, and I want to go over this one because I think this is important.
Back. One final point before we go tonight. A warning to all parents of school-aged kids in California tonight. The California State Department of Education has started implementing a new framework for sex education in public schools for grades K through 12. Here's what your kid is going to be taught. And go ahead and look this up for yourself, too, and share this video. Parents need to know. Because you, as a parent, you cannot opt your child out of this. In kindergarten, teachers are encouraged to talk to your five-year-old about gender identity and transgenderism to make sure your kindergartner knows that she can be a boy if she wants to be a boy. Under these new guidelines mandated by the state, in middle school and California public schools, teachers will be talking to your 11-year-old child about masturbation and telling your preteen that masturbation is perfectly healthy, perfectly normal. In junior high and high school, teachers are encouraged to teach your teenager from a book called SEX, the All You Need to Know Sexuality Guide to Get You Through Your Teens and Twenties, that gives descriptions about anal sex and bondage. You can't make this stuff up. And safe sex. Now, the safest safe sex practice to avoid pregnancy and STIs is abstinence, right? But does this new government framework include curriculum on abstinence or chastity to teach to 13, 14, 15-year-old kids? Nope. This framework teaches kids that abstinence means oral sex or anal sex or any sexual behavior that can't get you pregnant. This framework encourages teachers to talk to teenagers about LGBT relationships and teaches them about puberty, not from a scientific standpoint, but in a way that creates an environment that challenges binary concepts of gender. So first, in other words, your kid will go to biology class and learn about two types of DNA, male and female, and then they'll go to sex ed class and be brainwashed into thinking there are 158 different genders, however you feel. And parents, you have no power to opt out of this radical leftist indoctrination. If your kid goes to public school in California, if you don't want your five-year-old learning about transgenderism, too bad. Because the director of curriculum frameworks and instructional resources at the California Department of Education, her name is Stephanie Gregson. She says, I think that people hear the word transgender or gender identity and guidance for kindergarten through grade three, and they think the worst. It's really about civil rights issues. Since when is bondage a civil rights issue, Stephanie? And we can prove you're full of it, because if you actually wanted to teach children the science behind gender dysphoria, you'd include that in the framework. But you don't. Where is the scientific information about the rate of regret for people who've had gender reassignment surgery? Where's the information about how the suicide rate for transgender people doesn't change long-term after surgery? Where's the information about the rate of minors, the 90% of minors who outgrow gender dysphoria by the time they're adults if they're not encouraged to transition? Where's the information about counseling to address the comorbid psychiatric disorders that are so, so common in people suffering from gender dysphoria? But none of that is included in your framework. Because your framework is just plain old indoctrination, brainwashing of children to advance your political agenda. Make no mistake, the state of California is sexualizing children and blacklisting parents to push the radical leftist gender identity agenda. Five-year-olds don't need to know about transgenderism. Five-year-olds don't need to know anything about sex. And if their parents want them to know about sex, then the parents should tell them. And the parents should decide what's normal and healthy and moral and safe, not the California government.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that getting your attention out there? Is that enough for maybe, is that a deal killer to get involved, with maybe, forming a new state or, making these guys start following the Constitution or, understanding that government is out of control in the state of California? Any of that spark
you out
there?
And they just take it upon themselves to add this into the education system?
Number one, I'm not complying. Number two, I think I did post some stuff on my Facebook. You have to scroll down to it. It's they had a protest on a Friday, I believe it was, and all over California. And, of course, I'm sure that didn't get any media attention at all.
No.
The thing is that even the people down south are starting to get a little pissed.
They should be.
Yeah, because...
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out something's wrong here, folks.
I'm going to go talk to where my kids go to school and say, are you guys going to implement this? If you're going to implement this, then I'm going to probably have to jerk them out of school because I've had enough of this crap.
Yeah.
So with that said, I guess we have to go to a
break. I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yeah. Dr. Yeah. Hook and the Medicine Show. Dipping into the archives. Yeah.
If that's all we had to worry about.
I'm telling you.
That last segment. I just can't believe that anybody that has children in the education system isn't standing
up in arms for about that.
Where can you even begin to think it's right?
You're a mentally amputated gerbil.
Simple-headed gherkin.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're out there. They are out there.
Are they that not engaged in their kids' education to know what is being taught to them?
No, they are so indoctrinated themselves at this point, they think they're doing something good.
You know,
you're the problem.
Oh,
you're
I'm the bad guy. Problem. Yeah.
You're
I question it.
Yeah, you're the primitive.
Yeah,
you're the moral primitive.
Yeah, you're a moral primitive.
Wow,
that's right, knuckle dragger.
Yeah.
I got to go back to this deep state story because with the president is because I forgot to mention one thing. It was called Operation Hammer. Okay. Obama's illegal spying on Americans was labeled Operation Hammer. So I want to get that out there because you're going to hear more and more about Operation Hammer. You know, one of the many illegal actions that President Obama partook in during his 8 years in office was assimilating of personal data on all Americans. Gee, are you guys shocked? Operation Hammer will soon be uncovered and show us contempt for the American people and the rule of law. Maxine Waters slipped up in a 2013 interview with Roland Martin. In this interview, Waters said, "I think some people are missing something here. The president, Obama, has put in place an organization that contains a kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever, and that database will have the information about everything on every individual in ways that's never been done before." Okay, that's coming from MaxiPad. I mean, Maxine Waters. And so, yeah. So just 5 months after the Martin interview, Obama was exposed by NSA leaker Eric Snowden for a massive government surveillance surveillance operation which targeted just about every American. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Snowden had to defect to the Russians because he feared for his life.
Weird.
And there was nothing like that going on. Back then, remember?
So FBI Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterintelligence Division, Peter Strzok. That guy sounds familiar. You know, remember the guy that kind of looked like a demon in the pictures in, when he was testifying before Congress?
Grammar Wormtongue?
Yeah, that guy.
You
know, and his supposed paramour, FBI lawyer Lisa Page. And you remember what Barr said this last week? It's really weird. It was just all the guys at the top that were doing this.
Yeah, strange.
Strange. Yeah.
How'd they get to the top?
I wonder.
Who appointed them?
Yeah, these guys exchanged a cryptic text message on Sunday, March 19th, 2017, 26 minutes after retired U.S. Air Force four-star general Thomas McNerney read our exclusive whistleblower tapes expose over the American airfields revealing the hammer. The Hammer is a Stasi-like secret surveillance system created by the CIA, NSA, FBI, contractor-turned-whistleblower Dennis Montgomery for the Obama Intelligence Chief, CIA Director John Brennan, and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Does that?
Wow. Yeah.
So remember that. Operation Hammer, under the Obama administration, negated every American's constitutional right to privacy. There's no
due process.
I mean, gosh, he's doing this all for our own good to fundamentally change America.
Yeah.
According to secretly recorded audio tapes released by Federal Judge G. Murray Snow, Brennan's and Clapper's illicit super surveillance system, the Hammer, wiretapped Trump a zillion times. Wow. Nothing to see here.
Now what could be possibly wrong with the standing government of the United States of America wiretapping potential political opposition to find ways to manipulate it and stop it from coming to power against the will of the American
and
people.
By the CIA director working with the Director of National Intelligence and CIA wiretapping and doing domestic surveillance on American citizens. Last time I checked, that's really illegal.
Yeah, is that treason or is that sedition?
I think that it's treason if you're doing it to a duly elected president who is going to be a sitting president, and you're then trying to get rid of him by setting up a dossier that's going to frame him for treason and collusion with a Russian government. Then I think you crossed over the line from criminal into, I don't know, you know, the big T word, treason.
Treason.
So yeah, when did we get charges against Obama since he's the top person? And where is he?
That's why Barr is going slow, and you're starting to see the rats are starting to turn on each other a little bit here, because this is epic. This is epic. I mean, this is some. Do we have any precedents any place in American history or any place in the world where there's an organization in government that has the ability to spy on everybody in the world?
And does.
Yeah.
And gets away with it.
And can use it against their political opponents so that they never lose elections. I mean, I'm telling you. What? I'm thinking this whole thing with Trump is a miracle from God almost at this point, because I mean, the guy wins the election, he starts dismantling this crap. He's not, you know, I mean, these guys are trying to put him out of the picture, and he's winning
over and over and over.
I mean, I don't know.
And this was all put in place by somebody that, as far as we know, wasn't vetted.
I think this is legal to be president. I think this has existed for some time, and a lot of what authorized this and ushered this into the door was the Patriot Act under George W.
That's
Bush.
That's true, too. Yeah, the Patriot Act most certainly did. Yeah,
that wasn't all apart.
Good job, George II.
Yeah.
He's not a globalist either, is he?
Just like Daddy.
Yeah. The New World Order. You remember that? There's going to be a New World Order, and blah, blah, blah.
And we're doing this for your...
By the way, we have your concerns. George's daddy just happened to be head of the CIA before he became president, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Just really,
coincidence.
Twinkie dink, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Another explosion in the print factory, and now there's a dictionary.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, stuff like that happens. It's part of the plan. It's like the universal law of confusion.
But at the same time, to avoid, I really think, panic and social breakdown, this has to come out in very small parts, especially in the beginning of it. I don't think you can just drop the whole thing in everybody's lap.
At what point?
Because they won't be able to digest it at all?
They'll just go, oh my God.
Look what happened to the Democrats when Hillary lost the election. I mean, what are we going to have? That's right. Now we're going to have the NSA surveilling all of them in the corner of their house, sucking their thumb and crying and
who took my bottle?
See, I don't worry about those people. It's the other people that were granted power and access, people like the weathermen, people like the old 60 communist radicals and stuff. Those people are going to become violent again. They have a history of violence, and their back is against the wall, and there's no way out this time. And they've got a choice. They can either, you know, peacefully do the perp walk or fight. And I think they'll fight.
I think that Hillary's probably going to be doing the perp stagger.
Yeah.
Feel that their neck's going to the chopping block, you think that they may get a little upset?
I don't think Hillary Clinton will ever make it into custody.
Instead of the red, she will. Yeah,
I don't think Obama will either. You're going to tell me that guy won't fold under questioning?
Well, and then
if you even can find him.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, in the Democrats prepping for the 2020 election plan to confiscate all of the guns from America.
Yeah.
Gee, there's no coincidence there, is there?
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah.
I dare you. Double dog dare you.
Four Rhode Island towns have just declared Second Amendment sanctuaries. This is another. So we probably have to go to a break here in a minute. But I like this one. Bears Monsanto unit slapped with a $2 billion blowout verdict award against them to a couple with cancer.
I saw that. Yeah,
that's the third case now that they've lost against Roundup and causing cancer and things like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Good old Monsanto. Yeah, good old Monsanto. I wonder who owns them.
But, hey, while they're poisoning American people, let them still be the largest food producer in our country. That's a good idea, too.
Well,
sure.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, then
we can get it from China.
I like glyphosate.
Well, yeah. And with that, we've also got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that, you know, the world is going to end in 12 years. Just kidding. No, she's just kidding.
Oh, she's just kidding now, huh?
End in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it?
Just kidding.
And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
This is like World War II. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
What a moron.
There's a few of them.
I've seen smarter sheep.
She's got a few friends up there. They're all happy together. I'm just saying.
There's something wrong with the Democrats. They're crazy. I mean, here's, Biden and Harris are both saying that the U.S. has an obligation to provide free health care to all illegal aliens.
Sure.
Of course they do.
With that, maybe.
You have no sympathy?
Maybe we should go
to
a break.
You don't like the dog? I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, this is Strawberry Fields Forever. It's perfect.
All I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, we could play that a little longer. I don't care. Yeah, we got the Boogie Woogie Blues. Wow. Might as well listen to some good music.
Might as well. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Oh, man. Got the Rocket Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Blues. Wow. There we go. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Every week it's like, it just gets worse and it's like, where do you go?
Well, it just, the indoctrination and I guess the best way I could put it is that the American public has been fed mental Novocaine by the media.
Well, it's starting to come. It's starting to wear off.
It is. Over the last week or so, how many people that I've had discussions with about the trade war with China and how terrified they are and what an idiot Trump is for getting us into this, they have no idea how it works. You ask them to explain a tariff.
I know, it's like, it's going to be terrible because they're already ripping us off for $400 billion a year. What? We're gonna lose this war.
They're already poisoning us.
We're losing it. And the first thing that everybody goes to is prices on products are going to go up. Yes, that's actually the idea. Well, how could that be good?
Because then you might have to manufacture stuff at home. That's
why we would have to be in control of our own product.
We might actually have to step up and start producing stuff.
You might
That would create any jobs.
Is it going to get ugly for a while? Yeah, it's getting ugly. It's getting ugly now. The one thing I ain't buying about this whole crap is the economy better than it's ever been before? Oh, God, in a pig's eye, give me a break.
No.
I mean, that narrative.
But Obama set the bar so low for 8 years.
Well, there is that piece.
not a difficult one to beat there.
And with that, we do have a caller. We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Hello, people. How you guys doing?
Fun never stops.
Yeah, I know. We love your show. It's like a comedy show sometimes because we just got to laugh.
Well, that's all you can do because otherwise, you got to break out the ammo and, say a prayer and head for the foxhole.
Yep. Didn't Trump drop the tariffs on Canadian and Mexican steel?
Yeah, he kind of did. Evidently, those agreements went through on the steel industry, and I think that's what's going to happen is that, China is going to end up losing this war anyway because we buy all their stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, if we stop buying all their stuff, then they have a real problem. But does that mean there could be a war? Yeah, absolutely, because wars have been fought over this stuff.
We're responsible for 72% of their exports.
I believe tariffs on $60 billion worth of our goods, but we put tariffs on over $200 billion of their goods. So,
this has all got to come to a head. I mean, the past administrations have made such crappy deals and have just been bleeding the American economy and the people for the last, 20, 25 years or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to change. I mean, you had NAFTA, you had the TPP.
TISA. They were
killing us. And now you got a guy comes in and says, well, this has to be kind of fair. We're not doing it. All right, he's a witch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, actually, the reason I called, I hate to do a 180 on you guys, but did you guys hear this breaking news about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden?
About collusion with China?
Yeah.
Nope. That's another episode. But apparently, and I've seen a few sources on this, including Breitbart, that days before the 2016 election, Hunter Biden returned... This is great. Returned a car to the Hertz rental place, and they found among his belongings a crack pipe, cocaine residue, an attorney general's badge, two different licenses, and so forth.
I have not heard that one.
If anything, it's allegedly. So as long as we, allegedly. But I have not heard that, so...
Wow.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Well, right. I'm just, like I said, I wasn't there, but I'm reading a bunch of reports. There is a police report you can access, and I've seen it, that shows all this. And the only reason, I guess, and it was days before the 2016 election, and it's funny to me because if one of Trump's kids breaks wind in an elevator, it's world news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For this to happen, and they just whitewashed it over. So anyways, you guys might want to check that out at some point, and I'll let you get back to your show. Great show.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, Jimmy. And with that, we do have another caller. We've got George on the line. Good morning, George.
Oh, hey, good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to make some comments regarding your topic of the recent compulsory sex education, I guess, for K-12.
Right.
Yeah.
They've really made a problem for parents that have different religious sentiments that disagree with some of these things, because the options are sending your kid to a private school, which most people can't afford because of the expense, And then the other option is, for example, home teaching. And that also is something that that the liberals have been, you know, they've been
chipping
trying to put a stop to.
Yeah.
And so it makes it very difficult for the parents. And I think that one of your people mentioned that there was not an opt-out clause. What I was reading was that they did allow an opt-out clause, but I'm not sure if I'm correct on that, but they usually have an affirmative one which says that the student needs to take a form home, and then the parent has to sign it that they don't want them in there, rather than the other way of simply saying that, well, if you want your child to have the sex education for your child, then you have to sign up for that. So,
but we're going to find out on this a little bit more. You can also go to informedparents.org and look look up there. The bill is AB 329 if somebody wants to do some research on it.
Okay. But what I was going to say was that I really think the approach to this is most of areas like homosexuality or sexual matters, those are really heavily laden with religious sentiment. And so it would be easy to argue that when you force parents to go through this, subject their children to this, that you're violating religious rights of many of the parents. And then that becomes a First Amendment issue, because public schools, of course, are under the First Amendment. And but I mean that would be the main approach to this. But if they simply take it as a secular issue, then the conservatives will lose, because they'll simply say, well, you know, we have a right to let students know about, you know, anatomy and so forth. And so. But this is the second thing they've done within the last couple of years. The legislature, I think it was in January of 17, they made compulsory in K through 12 that the classrooms have to teach a positive view of homosexuality. And it went so far as to saying that objections to the homosexual lifestyle, that cannot even be presented. You're not able to present contrary arguments. And so this is the second shoe to fall on that area of pure indoctrination. And I'm really kind of disappointed that there hasn't been overwhelming objection from the evangelical community.
Well, this has been kind of a sleeper bill, too. It was passed in 14 by Brown, and it's just now coming into effect. And, you know, I think more and more people are becoming aware, and I think hopefully we'll start to see more and more opposition to this garbage, because, you know, the real deal is that this is a deal breaker for me. There's no way I'm going to let these guys do this to my kids.
And we go back to, we need to get the government out of the education system. They don't belong it in the first place.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But the problem with that is that the deep state Republicans are always afraid to confront these issues, because they're afraid of being labeled as as homophobic and so forth. And so they're the only ones that can really carry the ball on this legislatively, and they're not willing to do it.
Well, it's going to take people in the community standing up,
yeah,
and that's
exactly
really the bottom line on everything.
As if there's a viable Republican Party in California anyways.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Yeah, right. It's what it's going to be is the people are just going to not put up with it, and that's what's going to turn the tide.
Yeah, that's what's going to have to happen in order to change the tide, and we're almost at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. We only got about a couple minutes, and they're going to cut us off, so
thanks for calling in, George.
Thanks for the comment.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
All right.
And with that, stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. We've got Chris Ann Hall coming up. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I was saving for a weekend, hoping that we might spend little time alone somewhere, watching the sun drop. Yeah, that's when I pop the question, break out the storm.
And she told me, I'll follow you wherever, and I'll never, ever leave you alone. But I'm wasting my time just paying my bills.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. U.S. diplomats issuing a warning. Commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf face a risk of being, quote, misidentified by the Iranian military.
The warning was relayed from U.S. diplomatic posts from the Federal Aviation Administration. It underscores the risk that the new tensions between the U.S. and Iran are posing to global air travel in the Gulf region. It's also a grim reminder. In 1988, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. 290 people aboard were killed in that incident.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. The Navy says it has been conducting maneuvers, meantime, in the Arabian Sea. Authorities have confirmed that was a tornado with winds up to 130 miles per hour that touched down in southern Oklahoma yesterday. The National Weather Service says the twister traveled about a half a mile on the ground in Geronimo, 80 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. Multiple people were stranded on recreation trails in northwest Arkansas, where the weather was pretty bad yesterday, too. Four demonstrators arrested after a weeks-long protest inside the Venezuelan embassy have been formally charged in federal court.
The four were arrested Thursday and charged with interfering with the protective functions of the State Department. The protesters consider Nicolas Maduro to be the legitimate Venezuelan president, but the U.S. and more than 50 other countries say Maduro's recent reelection was fraudulent and are backing congressional leader Juan Guaido's claim to the presidency. Guaido's newly named ambassador had requested the help of U.S. authorities in clearing the building.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Egyptian officials say a roadside bomb hit a tourist bus near the Giza pyramids today. The blast wounding at least 16 people, including a number of tourists. Egypt has battled Muslim terrorists for years in the Sinai Peninsula in an insurgency that occasionally spills out to other parts of the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Dr. Charles Schneiderman joins us again this weekend to talk about diet and breast cancer.
A low-fat diet appears to reduce risk of postmenopausal breast cancer death and possibly the recurrence of breast cancer. About 24,000 healthy women over age 40 were prescribed a 20% fat diet, but few got below 25% versus 32% fat in the non-diet control group. It is not clear what aspect of the diet was responsible because the treatment group also ate more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains and lost an average of 3% of body weight. Charles Schneiderman, Washington.
Voting in India's mammoth national election has finally ended with the seventh and final phase of a grueling poll that lasted more than 5 weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party is seeking to govern for another 5 years. Vote counting will begin on Thursday, and the election result will likely be known by the end of that day. It's seen as a referendum on Modi and his BJP party, which has been in power since 2014. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Japanese startup that launched a rocket into space last month is planning to provide low-cost rocket services and eventually compete with American rivals such as SpaceX.
Interstellar Technologies' unmanned Momo 3 rocket reached 70 miles in altitude before falling into the Pacific Ocean during its May 4th flight. Japan's government-led space programs have demonstrated top-level technology. However, the country has fallen behind globally due to high cost.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, May the 19th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including PBS newscaster Jim Lehrer, who's 85 years old today. TV personality David Hartman is 84. Actor James Fox is celebrating his 80th, while rock singer-composer Peter Townshend of The Who is 74. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Archie Manning has 70 candles on his birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
KCNR 96.5 FM. Little Beatles there, Obla D, Obla Da, life goes on. Boy, I'll tell you, you're listening to the second hour, so I just was on the chat room there, and I posted all the Facebook stuff, and you know, everybody needs to get involved in this whole California sex thing with the kids, this this Health Youth Act. Health Youth Act. What a bunch of crap. Anyway, do we have any?
We have our guest on the line. We've got Chris Ann Hall on the line. Good morning, Chris Ann.
Good morning.
How are you?
Afternoon for me, but.
Where are you at, Chris?
Yes.
Where are you at, Chris Ann?
I am in Florida.
Oh, wow. How's the weather? Is it warm?
No, it's hot.
Oh. Oh boy.
It's above 90.
Wow, we've been getting nothing but rain, and it's been cold here, so I kind of envy you a little bit, but I'm sure hot will be here soon enough.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you get Florida hot?
No. Well, we don't get Florida hot because Florida is like steamy hot. We get the dry heat.
We
where
just
it's
get
like,
boiling hot.
Yeah, we just get.
Oh, see, that's worse. That's worse for me. I want to drink my air, and I don't. You know, people tell me that all the time. People tell me that all the time that come to the dry heat. It's better. I'm like, no, my oven has dry heat, and I'm not going to vacation there. Thank you very much.
I don't know. It's weird because it's whatever you get acclimated to because, you know, I've been down in Jamaica in the south, you know, and it's like 80 degrees with 100% humidity, and I'm dying, you know. Up here, 105 degrees, I don't even feel warm yet, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then some of us don't like either one, really. You start getting above 90.
You can keep it.
Yeah. No, that's probably me. I am a spring fall weather person. I have to tolerate heat, I want humidity, but otherwise, you know, I choose not to have it at all. That's why I liked the weather in Monterey, California, when I lived there. Just like
yeah, that's not bad.
In.
Yeah, no, that's nice cool breeze off the ocean. Listen, I have a question. Does anybody know the five rights or freedoms that are in the First Amendment. I was practicing them on the way this morning, so I got them down, I think. Okay, we got freedom of the press,
uh-huh.
Freedom of assembly,
uh-huh.
We've got freedom of speech,
uh-huh.
We've got redress of grievances, and there's one more freedom there. Freedom of assembly, freedom of press. See, I don't know why I can't do this. I got freedom of assembly, mm-hmm. freedom of press, freedom of speech,
redress grievances.
Yeah, yeah, there's one more. What the heck is it?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, damn it.
The right of the people to petition for the a redress.
No, we got that one. We got that one.
Oh, you got that one?
Yeah,
oh,
we got
that's the one that we still will forget. So here, let me give it to you. Freedom of religion, freedom of
religion. That was the one we missed. That was the one we missed. Freedom
that's
of religion.
That's the one he missed.
The right to peaceably assemble and the right to petition the government for a redress of freedom.
Why is that so hard to remember? I don't know. Maybe I need to, you know, lay off the sleeping pills or something.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because I stumble. I could tell you somebody's batting average from 50 years ago, but sometimes I stumble on that one. So.
I'm beginning to think that there's a concerted effort from the mainstream media and the powers that be to make it so we can't remember the First Amendment. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure nowadays if you're religious, you're the bad guy, right?
Maybe that's it. I mean, I think
well,
what,
it depends
you know what,
on your religion.
Do you know what I think?
Oh.
I think that we're so used to not practicing these things and actually, you know, challenging our government to make sure that they're upholding these things or following these things that we don't remember them all simply because we're not using them enough times.
Well, is that why when we go to exercise our freedom of speech, people show up and hit us in the head with bike locks or tell us what area that we can do or that we get arrested for hate speech?
Maybe.
Well, that's absolutely right. As I teach people because, you know, that I know why you did that because that's part of my class, you know, my little pop quiz. And I always say to people is if you don't know what your rights are, how do you know they're not already gone?
Right.
And the key here is if you don't know what your rights are, it's probably because you are not exercising them on a daily basis. And the only way we can actually preserve our rights is not through legislation, not through government protection or guidance. But from exercising our rights on a daily basis. I mean, if Americans would just simply stop and think, how many rights did I exercise over the last 24 hours? And then look at the Bill of Rights, which are simply a small portion of the rights of Americans and mankind. Because remember, the Ninth Amendment says that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights cannot be used to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So the Bill of Rights is not the exclusive list of the rights of the people. It's the beginning of the list. And
well, in the Tenth Amendment,
I bet the majority of Americans couldn't say, well, I've exercised, five of the eight rights. This morning.
And the Tenth Amendment actually just reaffirms the Ninth then because it says whatever we said they couldn't do, they can't do that either.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Constitution is a contract, and I think because we don't teach, in K through 12 anything about contracts, which I think is just terrible. You shouldn't have to go to law school to learn about contracts because every American has to deal with a contract at some point in time in their life. If we're going to be teaching really valuable things in our government education system, we ought to be teaching contracts, not just simply because of, you know, the day-to-day basis of reality of contracts in our lives, but the fact that our founding document is a contract. And without understanding the principles of contracts, we can't understand the purpose the real purpose of the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. And every contract has a principle called the rules of construction. And in the rules of construction, there are clauses within a contract to dictate the rules for every application of every clause within the contract.
Let me stop you there, Chris Ann.
The 19th Amendments are the rules of construction.
Let me stop you there, Chris Ann, because I want to break – I love where you're going. I want to break this down because a contract is and the elements of a contract shall not be abridged. In other words, the Constitution says the right to contract is, you know, sacrosanct. It can't be abridged. It can't be taken away from you. And mm-hmm. in a contract, the basic elements are an offer, acceptance, and consideration. So
right.
with that said, how come that these guys are in every aspect of our contracts that we're doing all the time?
And I got to stop both of you before we go on because we do have to go to a break. So please hang on with us, Chris Hahn. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
She's not the perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it. I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. Close enough to perfect for me.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I don't want anybody to mistake. Yeah, make a mistake here. That was for Linda.
Yeah. Oh, got a little guilty conscience going
it a little
or something, you know?
I thought maybe it was, I thought
trying
maybe
to
it was
cover
for
your
Lady
butt?
Liberty.
Lady Liberty, that's yeah. it. She's perfect. Sorry. Yeah.
Trying to cover your tracks.
I'm not covering anything. I'm just stating facts, and I'm sticking to them. Chris Ann, can you elaborate on the and then I have another question about redress of grievance, but can you elaborate on the contract issue?
Sure. Just let me tell me what aspect you would like me to elaborate on, because, you know, I mean, there's a whole legal study
okay.
on contracts.
So. Okay. No, I get it. So, yeah, be a little more specific here. Yeah, could you talk about, I don't know, the aspects of the weather? So, contract, offer, acceptance, and consideration should not be abridged according to the Constitution. But it seems like we've got the government in every aspect of our lives in contract law. I mean, can't abridge the right to contract. It seems like they do it on a regular basis. Why is it just because that we've come so far that we have lost control of them that they do this, or is it just that we're not evaluating the situation properly and exercising our lawful rights?
Well, let me go ahead and give you a quote from Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." And that's what's happened in America. We have neglected our education on the Constitution for so very long. We simply don't know what we don't know. We don't know that the Constitution expressly forbids the federal government to be involved in contracts. So then we allow Congress to not only write, but then also the executive branch and the judicial branch to enforce things like antitrust law, which are specifically contrary to the Constitution and the admonishment of the government's involvement in contracts. And so, that's just a small example. And if the people in America actually understood their Constitution and understood it, you know, just simply enough to know the limits of government, America would be a completely different place.
Well, and I mean, basically what you're saying is that if we don't educate ourselves, we don't know what alternatives to choose from because we don't even know they exist. And that's kind of where we're at. But I think we're starting to see a resurgence here of what you're talking about, of what you're teaching across the country. I mean, you've been doing this for quite a while, and I think you're having a huge effect in turning the tide.
Man, I sure hope so.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're like a little dynamo. You're everywhere. But,
I can say that I am encouraged, whether it originates from what we're doing or just simply, you know, the spirit of the movement for education on the Constitution altogether, that we've never seen such a bold assertion of foundational documents included in Supreme Court opinion. So it's really an amazing thing. You have Supreme Court justices, I mean, even liberal Supreme Court justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, actually making quoting the documents of our founders and that history.
She's kind of like
Ruth Bader Ginsburg does it, but she cherry picks and she makes, you know, incorrect quotations.
Isn't she kind of like Weekend at Ruth's now? I mean, has anybody seen this? Where's Ruthie? I mean, has anybody seen her in the last 6 months? Does anybody know? Has she been exercising her position at the Supreme Court? Has she been offering any opinions lately?
Well, she actually wrote one, or someone wrote it for her and put her name on it. So I don't really know.
It's interesting.
At this point in time, it's hard to tell.
I was just wondering if you might knew some inside baseball there because, gosh, it's kind of been sort of, shoveled under the carpet there. Nobody's heard from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, in quite a while. Is it Weekend at Bernie's or what? You know, I mean, it's crazy days indeed. But with that, I want to talk about redress of grievances. And I've been wanting to ask you this for quite some time, and I've been thinking about it. is what does that exactly mean? Can you define what, you know, exercising our right of redress of grievances in a practical working example so that people could understand what that means and how can they use it?
Okay, so, you know, that's a good point because when I asked that question, most people, you know, name the five liberties that are contained in the First Amendment. Most people forget that one, the right of the people to petition the government for a redress of their grievances. And basically, what that means is you have a right, not only do you have a right to complain about your government, you have a right to have your complaints satisfied. And that actually stems from Clause 61 of the Magna Carta, written and signed into law in 1215, in which the King of England, his name was John, promised the people that if the government denied people their rights or took their property from them, that the people had a right and those who represent the people had a right to work on behalf of the people. And the language is actually to assail the king at whatever cost in order to ensure that the people are made whole when their rights or their property has been deprived by the king or the crown.
So this is kind of the beginning of due process, I think, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Due process had earlier beginnings as well as representation. The first document that affects our constitutional history that really starts talking about the rights of the people and due process is a document called the 1100 Charter of Liberties, where King Henry I made a promise to the people that government wouldn't be evil and oppressive against them. And then he actually made a list of things the government wasn't allowed to do, because then the people would be on notice that they have an evil and oppressive government, and more importantly, they would be righteously justified to resist that government.
So let's go back to King John. So King John's up there and basically on the field of Runnymede. They say, sign the Magna Carta here, or we'll cut off your head. And he says, okay, that sounds like a pretty good plan. So he signs this thing, and then they petition him for redress of grievances. What is the legal remedy now? For them ignoring you, do you just go through the court system, or is it we the people that have to stand up for our rights and have that implemented because it's the will of the people? I mean, can one person have an effect? I mean, what do you think the answer to that is?
Okay, well, that's a really interesting generalized question, and generalized questions are difficult to answer specifically, but I will tell you that the solution to the problem is all of the above. So, yes, we have the right to sue. Yes, we have the right to act as individuals. I think one that you left out, which our founders would say more importantly, is the right of the state and the local governments to stand on behalf of the people. Mm. The local governments, more importantly and more powerfully, your local sheriff, to stand against any form of government that is denying you of your rights. And so James Madison called the state and local governments the most powerful force on earth in protecting the rights of the people, not just simply from robbers and rapists, but from federal government taking the rights and the properties of
people. So thus the saying, all politics are local, is where that stems from, is that you have to get control of your local politicians and elect people who are going to uphold the Constitution, uphold the rule of law, before and then do that at the state level before you can actually have as much power as you should have against the federal government, which kind of brings me into the next question on the state of Jefferson. Is that going to be our remedy here? Because California is completely freaking bonkers right now. They're nuts down there.
Well, it's always the people's remedy. Now, like you said, the people have a right to stand alone. But remember, if you're standing alone against those who have the power of government behind them, what are your odds of actually doing anything and actually surviving the stand, if the stand is that great? And that's why we need states and local governments. We need our legislators. We need our our governors. We need our sheriffs. Your sheriff has so much authority and so much. It's like Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And that is an apt description of your sheriff, because not only did the founders of our government say this, not only is this an historical truth, but the Supreme Court of the United States has said that your sheriff is the highest authority in your county, and the federal government has no authority in your county without the sheriff's permission.
Wow. And so, you know, going back to the by yourself, so public opinion and an educated population is probably the most important thing in this whole, freedom mm-hmm. from government tyranny.
Right.
Wow. So, I mean, that sounds like an epiphany, but, you know, I'm just trying to get it broke down to the basics here, because, you know, we've been fighting this fight for a long time, and I've been saying for, you know, 10 years on the radio here, exercising my freedom of speech, even though I can't remember the freedom of religion part, but, saying that we have to get public opinion and education, and I think the morality, you know, bringing back the religious part of that is key. From the perspective that you have to have some morality implemented in your government as well. I mean, doesn't this all just fit together? Isn't this what this is all about?
Right, right, exactly. And that's exactly what Samuel Adams was talking about. You know, we have to reassert the truth of who we are. And like I said in the beginning, we have been trained into such a level of ignorance that we no longer know what we don't know. And because we don't know what we don't know, mm-hmm. we don't know that we have very powerful and peaceful means in securing our rights. And we consequently, because we don't know these things, we become, you know, the American people, especially those, well, I could say any given time, right? Because it doesn't matter who's in the White House now. It won't be long before the other side is in the White House, too. So most people feel, most Americans, when they're disgruntled with government, they feel overwhelmed, they feel powerless, they feel discouraged, they feel defeated. And all of those feelings are only legitimate when you do not know the solution to the problem. And the American education system has intentionally kept the people ignorant of the solution so that we can be held down in these defeatist feelings and never stand up for ourselves.
So they want serfs and slaves is what they want. It's kind of like the example of California here. They want a bunch of poor, uneducated immigrants coming in here to vote Democrat so that the government can give them handouts and control them with the handouts, while a free people want to, you know, be self-reliant and have some morality in their lives so that they're not, swaying with the wind of whatever tyrant comes in next.
And with that, we do have to go to another break. Can you stay with us?
Sure. One more segment.
All right. We appreciate that. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again. At affordable prices, get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State. I can show you that when it starts to rain, the rain comes everything looks the same. I can show you. I can show you.
Cyber Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for North State, 96.5 and 1460. Yeah, every time I talk to you, Chris Ann, you make me think so hard that I'm hard time putting it into words because
Well, it's so much information, but yeah. At the same time, she puts it in such a simple way that you're able to grasp, or at least for me. You can grasp another bite of something.
Well, what it does is it makes you keep thinking about the processes. And you know, this whole thing has been set up and designed so that we can stay free. I mean, what a concept. And like you were saying before, you know, they set up a system to where we should never have to violently overthrow our government. We should be able to do that peacefully by getting involved in the process.
Well, and that was the whole purpose for the Constitution. When I teach the history of the Constitution, which is a history that evolved from British history and British law, because remember, the American colonies were owned by Great Britain and the American colonies were British. So this is the history that they used and the law that they used to create our Constitution. And that history of 700 years is a continual exercise of rights and authorities by the people against the king. And here's the thing. They recognized that every time they stood up for their rights, they achieved something, two things that were very important. They achieved greater security for their own rights, but they also created a smaller and more limited government. So with every charter created between the people and the king, government got smaller in its power and the liberties of the people were expanded. But what they learned is that no matter what they did, no matter how many promises that they made the king sign, no matter how many revolutions they had, at the end of the day, when you call someone a king, don't be surprised when they act like one. And when people call their government king, you shouldn't be surprised when they start acting like subjects. And so even though they were making successes, at the end of the day, they were still a kingdom. And so that's why they created a constitutional republic and not the Kingdom of America. I mean, I don't know, you may have listeners out there that remember from their history class that during our independence, there were people begging George Washington to be king. And so the wisdom of the day throughout the history realized that, hey, look, we don't want kings anymore because kings make subjects. And I'm always purposeful to remind people that that our founders did not simply declare independence from Great Britain. They declared independence from kings forever. Because the only way you control a king is with a sword. And they wanted us to have the opportunity to control government without a bloody revolution. And they gave us a constitutional republic, but not only that. The most amazing thing is they wrote down the solution for when the federal government began to look more and more like a kingdom.
Well, and one of those solutions, which I'm going to veer off into here because I think it is the key to all of this as well, or one of the keys, is that in the Constitution, only gold and silver are supposed to be legal tender. Not this script that's backed by nothing and printed out of thin air and, you know, given to us at interest from a bank that's not even a part of the government. And, you know, I think it was Rothschild's Amschel or Meyer, I don't remember which, that said that if I can control the currency of a country, I care not who writes the laws. And I think that's one of our fundamental problems that we swayed away from the Constitution, is having sound money, because sound money equals prosperity and freedom as well as having all these other rights implemented. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's a lot of... I wouldn't say that that's the sole problem, okay? But I will tell you that there are a lot of problems that we have that stem from that sort of same ideology that, you know, that the government really isn't limited and really... can do whatever it pleases.
I guess the pattern or the cop, what's the blueprint is what I'm looking for here, of the Constitution in its entirety is the roadmap to freedom, and the roadmap that is opposite of that is the roadmap to serfdom. And you know, so anytime that we're following the Constitution, we're heading more towards freedom. And anytime we're following, I don't know, the Communist Manifesto or the socialistic tenets, we're getting farther away from freedom. And we're kind of in the middle of a little bit of a civil war right now with regards to those two factions. Do you think?
Well, if I may so humbly offer one correction, our founders didn't write the Constitution so that we would have freedom. We are inherently born with freedom. We are free to lie. We're free to steal. We're free to murder. We're free to do whatever we choose to do. There'll be consequences for those actions. But we are free to make those choices. Our founders established America not on the basis of freedom from that aspect, but on the basis of liberty. And liberty and freedom are not the same things. Liberty, I always give my students a mathematical equation to help them remember. Liberty equals freedom plus morality. That shared societal recognition that, hey, yes, I am free to do whatever I want, but there are some things that I should not do because they're wrong. And our founder said time and time again that it's liberty because liberty has a limit. Liberty has only one limit, and that is that you have unlimited liberty until you affect or until you harm or control the rights of another.
So that would explain the debasement of a morality in our country, wouldn't it not? I mean, when you look around, the lack of education and then the debasement of a morality because of free people that are valuing liberty, which is, like you say, freedom plus responsibility, not just freedom to do whatever they want. Then, you know, isn't that how you could take over a country, is to debase the morality? Wouldn't that be the first thing you'd try to do?
Well, actually, that is part of it, yeah, because there's a political philosopher by the name of Frederick Bastiat who gives a very, very good explanation when he says that
You're talking about the law, the book The Law.
Yes, the book The Law. Frederick Bastiat says that in order for society to succeed, laws must be respectable, and which means that when laws operate contrary to the conscience, to the moral conscience, then people are actually put in a destructive no-win situation. So if you have to choose between following the law or following your conscience, then you will either deny the law and follow your conscience, and in which case the societal denial of law then becomes the destruction of society because laws are only good as long as they're respectable, or you deny your conscience and follow the law, and in which case society declines into an abyss of immorality because people are searing their conscience in order to follow the dictate of government.
So do you think it would be safe to say that the golden rule is the basis of our government originally?
I would say that I think it's safe to say that the principles of liberty, which are based upon that, are the founding principles of America. That, like I said, that liberty knows no bound other than you cannot harm or control the right of another. Do unto others as you would want your neighbor to do unto you, obviously, is that principle.
Well, that's the golden rule. It's as opposed to the new rule, which is he who has the gold rules. But you know, the one thing I remember from the book The Law is that, you know, basically, you know, is law is force, and you know, when if they can force you to do it, then that's legal, right or wrong. I mean. Mm-hmm. And that, like I say, has the consequences that you're talking about is that, you know, because I forget who said it, that the Constitution was drafted for nothing but a moral people and it would be inadequate for anybody else.
But that was actually John Adams who said that in a speech that he was giving to a group of battalion commanders in Massachusetts. And he was explaining that the power of government must contain moral people, he said, because if they are not a religious and moral people, he was in the big picture talking about the people in general, but in a more specific picture, he's talking about the people in government. Because you see, we're not a reflection of our government. The government is a reflection of people. So if we're not a moral people, we're not going to have moral representatives. But if we don't have moral representatives, that's a good indication that we are no longer a moral people. But Adams was telling these battalion commanders, hey, look, you have an enormous amount of power, and if you're not a moral and religious people, then he said, and this is a quote from him, he says, then you will destroy the Constitution as a whale through a net.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I got to say, I really love talking to you, Chrisanne, because, you know, you kind of fill in the blanks on some of my thoughts on this stuff, because, you know, I think I understand the premise and the founding of this stuff, but you fill in those tiny, well, they're not tiny, they're huge gaps of information that are germane to what we're talking about to get the big picture so we understand how to be a free people.
Well, the government will never be able to dictate our morality because our morality will first dictate our government. The morality
has
to come first.
So I said that is actually in part true, but you have to realize a matter of human nature that things don't happen overnight. They happen by gradual degrees. So we may not lose our morality to a certain degree, but remember when Samuel Adams said, no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. But when we fail to disseminate, to disperse this knowledge, then that's what causes the decline of society. We lose the virtue, the courage that it is to stand up for what is right, and then you get that gradual decline.
Well, and thus the reason that the state wants to quash the religion is because a free people that believe in liberty will stand up to the government when they think that they're doing something wrong, as opposed to following the government. You know, if the government tells you to go kill 500,000 people, you'll do it just because you don't believe that there's a higher moral authority that you're going to answer to. And that is, the question of what kind of government that you want to be involved in, and we're kind of seeing that play out today.
Right.
Wow.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, interesting stuff. But I'll tell you what, it sure does make you think what's going on. I'll tell you, I can't help but think that there's a higher authority sort of directing traffic at this point, especially if you see what's going on across the country, you know, with the red states, the blue states, and, you know, the battle that's kind of going on. And maybe we won't see it in our lifetime, but I think that we're turning the tide back to where we're supposed to be. And I think that that's the the battle of the ages, if you will, is that it's the good and evil thing, and it goes back and forth forever, I guess, until somebody comes back and tells us how to do it right.
Well, you know, and that's true. My husband is very, very quick to always say, you know, there's only been one perfect man that has walked this earth, and there will be no success actually in government until he comes back and is government. And I always tell people at that point in time, I don't care what government does, because, you know, then we will have finally the perfect will of government.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess this is your last segment. We've got about 10 minutes. We got to go to a break. But I just wanted to thank you for coming on. And I always look forward to you calling in and talking with you on this subject. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always enlightening, and I really appreciate your insight.
And we appreciate you taking the time for us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
We
can't wait to have you back.
I know you're a very busy woman, and it's hard to get you booked, but we do appreciate it when we are able to do that. So.
Oh, well, it is certainly my pleasure.
Very good. Hey.
All right. And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out sightings and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are. Seems sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly,
yeah, that's song's been for LaVoy for a couple years, and his widow Jeanette was at the Reading Patriots meeting last week. And I'll tell you what, it was a great meeting. She really has got some stuff that she's coming out with, and I highly recommend that everybody get some of the videos that they've shot on the – it's eye-opening. There's a lot more information that has come out because of the court cases than we realize. But I'm not sure where to get those. I think you could go to Jeanette Finnicum's website. Let me see if I can bring it up here. Maybe we can go on to something else here while I'm looking for that. Or we can get it next week if I can't get it today. Or somebody can post it in the chat room if they happen to have some fingers that aren't as busy as mine. Well, what I wanted to talk about, too, was we know that you said something about Anthony Weiner. Okay, so he got out, and he's now supposed to register as a sex offender.
And he didn't.
And he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Now, evidently, he's missing. Is that what's going on?
He didn't do what he was supposed to do, and now he's kind of...
Yeah, he's kind of off the radar, and the Department of Justice is wondering where old Carlos Danger is.
You know, I mean, if that guy turns up, as a stiff, yeah. You know, in the East River someplace, would anybody be shocked about that?
No. not at all.
It's just unbelievable. The other thing I want to talk about was, did anybody happen to catch Judge Jeanine last night and Joe DeGeneva? He came out and said Barack Obama knew James Comey was going to blackmail the incoming president of the United States as part of the tapes that just came out.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Wow. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, there's video. Wow.
Yeah.
Use their own surveillance against them?
There's more and more that's going to be coming.
Yeah, I just don't even know anymore. Crazy. Oh, it looks to me, there's another report here. Vice reporters and film crew accused of breaking into the bedroom in the home of the 8chan owner. Now, 8chan is associated with the anonymous postings and Q and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's anything that is... going on there now. Film crew just broke in and entered into this guy's bedroom and ordered out of the property, blah, 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 Filipino. So evidently 8chan's out of the Philippines you got 8chan at 8, indefinite Chan. And, So, and it's interesting, there's a pizza on the front of this L.A. Reeve. And maybe she's one of the reporters. I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing that maybe we'll follow up on.
And another one that you should be looking at is Isaac Kappas. There's something that's going on there. He's been a blogger and kind of a reporter for a while in some of the things. And he just committed suicide, forcing himself off a bridge and then being struck by a vehicle that finished him off. Well, fleeing from two youthful individuals. And after his death, a statement that he sent out has come to light where he goes on a very long diatribe about how he's been a bad person and involved with bad people, and he's aware of pedophilia and sex trafficking rings, and he's prepared to name names and things like this. And in his statement, he very clearly states, "I want people to know I am not suicidal. I have no intention of committing suicide." And then just a few days after he sends this out, he forces himself off the bridge after being pursued.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, strange. Yeah. And he goes and he mentions Q. He qualifies it as the largest military operation in American history.
That's kind of saying a lot.
Yeah, that's...
And he said that he is prepared to release information and that the information will come out regardless of what happens. And he lists July 4th, 2019. And he qualifies that as July 4th, 2019, the return of the king and a return to the light, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you follow Q and things like that, start looking at Isaac Kappas. There's some interesting things that are going on there.
Doug Collins is supposed to be coming out with something here, too, pretty soon, and that's off the Q board. So, I don't know. I mean, we're way past into crazy. These days. I just don't even know. I mean, I'm looking at another headline here. China says its social credit system has restored morality by blacklisting over 13 million people. It's kind of like what we were just talking about, only their morality is just a little different. It's kind of like if you don't follow what the state says, they make you poor and you can't, transact.
You just disappear.
Well, either that or you just become a homeless pauper guy that's out there on the street begging because you can't.
I think it's fantastic. All I got to do is turn my neighbor in for whatever I can make up, and I get an extra bowl of rice and a big screen.
Is that how you get the big screen?
Oh, yeah. You just, I think my neighbor's subversive. you know, just 20 more social points, and I got the 65-incher coming.
Wow.
Oh. I mean, that's how insane is that?
In conjunction.
We're not too far from that here, if you stop and think about it, you know?
Yeah, now we've got adversity scores in the college exams, so the admission is based on race by using a secret adversity score.
What is an adversity score?
They won't tell you.
They won't tell you. It's secret.
Oh. Yeah, don't you get it?
Yeah, so in other words...
And it depends on how much you pay.
So if
you're in the country and you pay off the school to let your kids in illegally, then you can go to jail. But if you're an illegal alien who crosses the border into America illegally,
you get to go free.
Yeah.
I guess based on your adversity score.
Based on your adversity score.
Or no score at all.
Insanity.
No score for some.
Can't make it up.
All right, we're well through the looking glass, folks.
I'll tell you what. You know, you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You were born an original, don't die a copy.
And you have a good week. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.